time now for Bible Talk. Join Gary Gibbs and John Bradshaw as they open the Bible to deepen our understanding of God's Word.
Hi, and welcome to Bible Talk, where we talk about the Bible and how the Bible affects us today. I'm John Bradshaw.
And I'm Gary Gibbs.
We've been talking lately on Bible Talk about the subject of hellfire, and we've learned some tremendous things. Here's what we've learned about hell. We've learned that the Bible calls it the second death. The Bible doesn't say anywhere that it's going to burn on forever and ever and ever and ever. Although we know hell is a real place, it's definitely there. It's going to take place. It's hot enough to reduce people to ashes. Last time we were here, we talked about the two resurrections, one to life and one to damnation. But, you know, there's a, I wouldn't call it a philosophical question, an important theological question we need to address. And we haven't looked at this really, maybe by inference, but the question is, why is there a hell? Why would there be one? I mean, I've had people ask me this, and this is something that puzzles especially unbelievers. Why would God go through all of this and burn people up? Particularly when you stop and think that a lot of the people that God burns up, in fact, maybe most, definitely most of the people that he burns in hell, he wakes up from their sleep in the grave, gets them out of the grave, reforms their bodies, just so he can burn them again. Now, is that really necessary? How do we read that in the Bible, Gary?
Well, the Bible makes it clear, number one, there is a hellfire.
Yeah.
And so we have to reconcile, as you said, why would God do this? Well, I think there's insight in this in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Our whole life is being recorded in the books of heaven. Now, I don't know what those books look like. You know, John, in his day, they understood record keeping on parchment.
Sure.
And today, we look at record keeping in video and sound. And I think the books of heaven probably are going to be more like that. They're going to be in living color.
You think 3D color,
every
3D
detail.
So on.
And multidimensional, not just the outer work, just showing what you did, but actually reading the heart at the same time.
Yeah, that's a bit of a worry when you stop and think about God reading the heart. I shouldn't say it's a worry. But I mean, it shows the seriousness of this business, doesn't it? God wants to give us a new heart. Well, frankly, that's what we want. We don't want to just paint over something. You know, my house recently had to replace a piece of wood around the door. It was in bad shape, one of the doors. And the previous owners, what they'd done is just kind of chipped out some of the wood there, filled it up with plastic wood, and painted over the top.
Mm-hmm.
So they hadn't really fixed it at all. And the thing was still as bad as when they hacked into it in the first place. Just tried to make it good on the outside. And that's not what we want for ourselves. We want that experience that goes to the heart and makes us clean and pure inwardly and outwardly. So let me not say it's a bit of a worry, but let me underscore that it shows the seriousness of this business and the depth of the work that God can do in the human heart to make us like his son Jesus.
And that's good news, but the fact of the matter is we will receive what we've done in the body.
Yeah, now, true.
I think that text there in the body is actually pretty significant. Because when we sin, we actually cause pain to other people. You know, if I'm angry at somebody, I'll give you an example. The other day, I went to a well-known American retail outlet.
Okay.
And there I was checking out, and this lady was absolutely rude to me, just completely rude. She was embarrassing me in front of everyone. And what I did is I took my credit card, and you know, most places they ask you debit or credit. They tell you to hit these buttons, you know, debit or credit and all. And so I just pulled my card out. I said, credit. She said, I know. Put it through the thing. Just like that.
No kidding.
I said, okay, I'll do that. And then I said, something else was said. And again, she came back. She said, yeah, I know. I said, you must think I'm just a real idiot. She said, well, I'm not going to say that.
That's not what you're hoping to hear.
The people around me are raising their eyebrows, saying, oh, I can't believe this. And this went on through the whole transaction. And at the end, I got my little girl with me. At the end, I said, you know, I just want to wish you a good day, and I hope I didn't totally ruin it because I've been such a terrible customer, but you have a good day. She said, well, we just got to let those things go by us, and we got to go on with life. So, I mean, she was just cutting me the whole time. Now, I let that roll off of me because I love the Lord. I know this lady's really the one with the problem.
And just having a bad day for some reason.
But I could see some weak soul just being hurt by that and sin, whether it's anger, rudeness, hurts someone else. Certainly murder hurts other people, and lying and stealing hurts other people. But you know, John, people get away with these things all their life. This lady doesn't realize the hurt that she's causing to customers. But if she's unrepentant, one day, the Bible says that in the judgment, she will meet all this pain again. And that's why I think Paul says in Galatians 6:7, "Be not deceived, God's not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that he shall also reap."
Yes, he will.
So what the deeds you've done in the body and the pain you've caused to other bodies, you're going to reap one day in your body in the fires of hell. And that's why there needs to be hellfire. You need to feel the pain that you've caused others so that you realize, I caused this much pain to other people. This was bad.
There's something else too, you know. And this helps me understand the reason for hell a whole lot better. Firstly, let me tell you, we've got a great offer for you today. The offer today is, the devil really in charge of hell? Is the devil in charge of hell? We want you to have that. We'll give you a number, an email address, and so on. Contact us and get this, please. It's free. We'll send it to you. No obligation. You'll be blessed. It'll bless your understanding of the Bible and your understanding of God himself. Now, you know, when somebody goes and is sentenced to death, there's something very final about that. And when somebody goes to the electric chair, well, that was the old days, I guess, goes and gets that needle or whatever it is, however they're going to die, and they go to their death protesting their innocence. Now, there's something really disquieting about that, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
You may believe what you want to believe. Oh, I think she did it. I think he did it. But if they go to their death saying, I didn't do it, it wasn't me, I didn't do it, mm-hmm. there's something about that that's just not right. God is not going to blot people out of existence without giving them a chance to admit their fault and to acknowledge that he was right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when somebody goes to the electric chair, to the death penalty, I seem to be hung up on electric chairs for some reason. When somebody goes to receive the death penalty and they say, I feel like I deserve this, I'm guilty, I did it, that doesn't make the death penalty nice all of a sudden, but it puts it in a different light and it makes it a little easier to accept, and easier to deal with. Mm-hmm. At least the person isn't protesting. When people are blotted out of existence in hellfire, God's not going to blot them out without giving them an opportunity to say, I was wrong, God was right. This is why the Bible says in Romans 14 and verse 11, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. People will acknowledge God was right. God's not going to have people languishing in the grave for all eternity who went down in the grave saying, I don't believe in God, there was no God, I oppose God and stand against everything that God stands for. Instead, before the whole thing is done, everybody will have the opportunity to say God was right. And for some reason, they will. Every knee will acknowledge the supremacy of the Lord Jesus Christ and the divinity and the absolute rightness and holiness of Almighty God.
And all the living, all those who are saved, the saints, who will live forever and ever, they'll never question whether God was right or wrong, because they will see in that second resurrection, when all the wicked come up, that these people are unsafe to leave alive.
Oh, can you imagine those people who are so hard in their heart bringing them into heaven? It would be chaos.
It would be. And so they're going to see these people rush up against the city, and that they're a threat to everything that is good, that they're a threat to the very throne of God. And then they're going to see that final judgment when the wicked see their life in technicolor, and the wicked actually say, you're right, we're not safe to live.
That's right.
Forever. And that's going to answer every question so that sin will never rise up again.
Nahum talked about that in Nahum 1:7, afflictions shall not rise the second time. And it's important that God does not allow it to go on. I spent a little time living in England, and I was living there when they had a major mad cow disease scare. Man, talk about instant vegetarianism.
Mm.
This thing did more to advance vegetarianism than anything else, I think. Well, anyhow, it was decided that the only safe thing to do was to euthanize tens of thousands of head of cattle. Lots of cows were put to death and burned up, you know, and it was important to do that. Now, it seems like pretty stern medicine, and no one was happy about it and pleased that it was taking place. but it was necessary to get rid of the disease. God is going to recreate the earth and make the universe perfect again. He needs to eradicate the disease of sin before this earth can be returned to its perfection.
Now, when God does that, we're talking about real people that were originally created in the image of God, that God loves, He cares for, He died to save them. The Bible says that this act of destroying them is not an easy act for God, because God is a God of life.
Correct.
In Isaiah 28:21, it says, this is His strange work, His strange act. He doesn't delight to do this, does He, John?
No, you read it again and again through the Bible. Turn ye from your evil ways and live. Why would ye die, O house of Israel? I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, God says. The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God doesn't just, you know, say, flip a coin, hell, heaven, what should I do with this one? People secure their own destiny by the choices they make and the way they relate to Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. God simply with hell is going to acknowledge people's choice and give them what they asked for. I don't want to follow God. God says, okay, you can't live on this earth throughout eternity then. There's going to be an eternity. Are you in or out? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to cheapen the analogy, but it's a bit like a game. Okay, are you in or are you out? God says to the individual, heaven awaits. Are you in or out? Mm-hmm. If the person says, no, I want sin, I want immorality, I want licentiousness, I want all of that foolishness, God says, okay, all right. I'm going to make it hard for you to choose that. I'll plead with you. I'll show you the cross. I'll have people bring Christ to you. But if you continue to shut me out, I'll honor your choice. I believe, though, that causes great pain to the heart of God.
It does. There's this interesting text in Revelation 21. After the destruction of the wicked, verse 4 says, God will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there will be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. I believe that when we see these wicked people die, we're going to share the heart of God. We're going to weep over that. But at the same time, God's going to wipe it away, because now we're going to get back to what God originally intended when He gave life to mankind. He wants us to live unmolested by sin, unbothered by temptation. And now we're going to enter that period again. And this little time we've been on this earth has been a hiatus of sin, but soon it will fade into the distant memory, because God's goodness is going to reign forever and ever.
I think if we could only see what that time was really like, we wouldn't have such a taste of the things of this world, and our heart would be that much more open to God. It's wonderful news. God isn't that tyrant people have said that He is. He's not a cosmic cop just waiting to rub people out and exterminate people. He's doing everything He can to save us.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
My friend, are you willing to believe in Jesus Christ today? Oh, He believes in you. He knows that you're worth saving, and He wants to save you if only you'll say yes. Listen, join us for more next time. That's all for now here on Bible Talk. If you'd like more information on what we've been studying today, we have a comprehensive Bible study guide we'd love to share with you that's absolutely free. This study includes many of the texts we've just discussed and expands on the subject, including information you'll want to know. To receive this free informative Bible study guide, simply call, write, or email and ask for "Is the Devil in Charge of Hell?" The toll-free number is 866-BIBLE-SAYS. That's 866-242-5372. You can write to us at Bible Talk, P.O. Box 1058, Roseville, California, 95678. That's P.O. Box 1058, Roseville, California, 95678. Or email us at BibleTalk@LifeTalk.net. BibleTalk@LifeTalk.net. Bible Talk has been produced in association with Amazing Facts in the studios of Life Talk Radio.